Perek Rishen, Halacha Vav, Mishachas Zikurin, Daf Dalet and the Beis. HaKonesh Eiranot Tepoch Shachaviro, Mevi Ve'ino Kore, Rabbi Meir Omer Mevi Ve'Kore. We know that the Halacha is if somebody buys three Ranot, but he's also Kone, the land in between them. And therefore, he's able to say, that's Adama. Hashem can, if he's Kone one Ilan, then he can't say Adama Shinatata, because the Ilan is only a cliff for the Ilan, as long as the Ilan is there, but it's not ownership in the ground itself. The Shaila is, what is the halacha about Shnayim? The Rebbe Meir is maybe the Kore, so he holds that Shnayim also is like the Karka. Yavesh HaMayan, except HaIlam, maybe they know Kore, as we talked about yesterday. Somebody who has a field that cannot be productive after the time now that he picked it, but dried up, or the Elon itself that he picked from was mixed up, he's maybe the Eno Kore, because this karka is not considered to be karka that shy of to say Adamash and Apostle, for free Adamash and Adamash. There's no payroll to Adamash anymore, but this karka can't produce. If you don't know, maybe the Kore, because who cares? I mean, right now the land is here. So you'll bring water, you'll bring a tree. I mean, that's... Minatad v'atamekta meziving okore, to get it in the terumer, meziving v'kore. If you're bringing between sukkah and chamekta, so that's not considered to be the zman of kriya, because as you saw before, the parga bikurim is dafka shvuah time. And over there, since it says the samachta, the only time of simcha, we saw this a few times, is Miyateres Varakah, because that's the time that people are going around and they're taking in their payers into the house. So even though there's no Shimbaka, the Shimbaka is on the market of the Kriya. So Akarakah, you would still bring, according to your abundance there, you would actually be co-raised as well. The Yossi and Ben Chanina boy suppose Kana Ilan Echa, look. Shnayim lo kanakah. Echad, eno meidi, kol ikar. What's nothing enough between somebody who's thrown in Ilan Echad, and according to the Tanakhama, if he's thrown in Shnei Ilanot. So, yet halacha is that Hakoneh Ilan Echad is the klal, not maybe, because the Mishnah says, Hakoneh Shnei Ilanot, maybe they know part. Mashmah that if it was Kona only in Ilan Echad, he wouldn't be maybe at all. So why then, if he's maybe, if he has three Ilanot, why would he be maybe? I thought he's not Kona anyway. So isn't it, yeah, even with two he's not Kona the Karka, according to Tanakhama. If that's the case, then tell me that there's a Chiyuv of Havah even on one. What possible Matsumina is there between one and two? I don't know. I'm living the love there. Meaning the truth and the rabbon is the Beis Vada Asher. These are things that have been asked in the Beis Vada, meaning the Beis HaMedrash, for generations. You're asking me, and what, you expect me, and ask me publicly, you expect me to give you an answer. These are, what are we trying to embarrass me here? Do Rabbi Yehuda, Abad Es Ha'ilan, this din of Rabbi Yehuda, he says that the Ilan is no different than the Kash. What's the din of the Kash? If I cut down Tzua, I'm always setting down the Ilan of the Tzua. Of course, this is also the Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Eitz Hadas was Kriya. But even though it's called an Eitz, it was originally an Eitz, which is why we bring the Shtei Halachim today, the Baruch Ilan Eitz, right? That was on Perot HaIlan. So the name of he holds that Perot HaIlan also directly calls Perot HaAdama directly, even though the Ilan is in the middle. Rabbanan, who holds that you need three Adama, is only because it's Yonit from the Karka. So the truth is that the Nafkamina is that there's a suffix regarding Kornish Neilanot. And we saw already before that the halacha of maybe, they know Kore, could also be where I'm not sure if it is that you own the karka, or if this is considered to be karka. I can tell you not to be maybe at all, I can't tell you. So be maybe, but don't be coded. Now, Rabbi Yehuda karka holds that you don't really need the Elon itself. He holds you maybe because we look out of Elon, because he holds it's like kashin. Now, Bon, on the other hand, holds that it's only pre-hazama. There's no connection anymore, and there shouldn't be at all.
Who wants you to care about?
Right, it's directly from the ground. It's a bore pre-hazama, essentially.
Without the tree?
Without the tree? Exactly. But the Chora, it's dependent even in the Bron. Samanta mina. Beirach ha-perot ha-ilon borei pri adama. Yes, so. It says over there that you would be yotze if you make a bracha borei pri adama. Kind of receives kibishim of Yaakov ha-rachat. Oh, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda Omar avad ta-ilon kikashim. Look at an ilon as being nothing more than the kasha tzua. On tzua you make an adama. On perot ilon you also make an adama. Which means that there are but it's entirely looked at as tzua. Does the jealousy? No. Depends on this makos of Rabban also. Give me a pony that certainly you can make a very fair adama. Because perot ha'ilan. Bechlau perot adama. But ain't perot adama. Bechlau perot ha'ilan. Ultimately, even if Rabban and hold that perot ha'ilan, you need to have the ilan there. If the ilan is not there, it's not called the perot anymore of this character. Fine. But as far as the brokers concerned, the brokers can certainly assume the nature of the more specific perot ha'ilan. Ultimately, something that's yonik min adama is the tosheret of the adama. So we have the broker, you would be yonik. They're also motive, you would be yonik. But not vice versa. If you say baruch v'yayitz on the adama, it wouldn't be yonik. So it's only a function of whether the intent of the broker can be construed to include the broader category as well. If you're born by Kahana Breaker, may be wrong. How about someone who is sold a Sada Bekomata? So it's going to be, tomorrow I'm going to go and I'm going to harvest it. So then, Lechora, it's two separate purchases. Because obviously there I don't just purchase the ground. But normally if I'm buying something, let's say it's partially grown, so I take into consideration that the field is worth slightly more because it only has a crop. I certainly don't analyze the price of the market value of the crop because it doesn't have a market value yet. It's also for the cart. But if I go ahead and I buy a field that already is ready to be harvested tomorrow, Lechora, I would analyze, okay, how much am I going to get for the crop? And I'm going to pay for that separately. I'm going to pay for the field separately. So in such a case, Lechora, it's the same as buying a perot. The only thing is that in this case, I'm buying the perot as part of my own ground, even though it's two separate purchases. So I want to know what the din is. Can I bring the korach on it? Ma'ala bikurim? Or ma'alei? Why not? Lamalo. I mean, if you own the korach and you own the perot, and you're going to go ahead now and do the ketira, why would you think that not? Well, I don't mean machak. I understand that it's still, so I could leave it here still, and it's still living from the ground. It's still damp from the moisture, the nourishment that it gets from the ground. But how about a few of you beisha? Would you have said a few kitzurah? But think that he already was cursed to it, and it's still here in the adama. I buy the adama with the tzura kitzura. So would that also be can you bring me four? Mama, yes. If you leave the shop, you look at two. Well, if that's the case, so then after you look at two, so why not? If somebody just goes in and buys a bag of chitin, kachanu omri, alokeh min hashuk, maybe bikurim. Is that what we hold? I mean, we know perfectly well that our halacha is that in kind of a chitin is not considered to be machayev me in bikurim. So in other words, let's say I went ahead and I bought chitin. And then I go and I buy the property that the chitin is grown from. Would I say just because now I happen to own that karka, there's no real connection of these chitin to the karka for me.
So over here, if I buy them separately, what's my thing that I happen to own it? You think, so because you happen to own, so therefore I go into the shuk and I buy the piece of, and then I buy the field, I'll keep coming. I'm driving the tour, it sounds outrageous to me. Now, people are going to know, Markov Peros, the Shielo card. And suppose somebody sells a field, only selling him the payroll, leaving the guy in our terms.
Okay,
some people that you buy in the market.
So
from your own team? Well, no, from the people of the store. Well, you bring some people from me.
So,
we'll talk about all of the sewer that we can bring to friends. Now, people are built to Mokhala Paris, the Shielo Taika, Hamokhina Kolo, the Shielo Paris. The seller certainly can't bring, he doesn't own the Paris. What's he gonna, suppose he won and he buys them back. So this is already a more sophisticated question. I owned the Taika at the time of the Paris group. So in essence, if I would have owned these parrots after the Kasir, I would have brought them as the Kurim, but I sold them.
Okay.
But I sold them, I don't have the other field this one. But if I buy them back, so now I'm buying back the parrots that I do in my field. That's already much more of a character to it than having bought the parrots and then bought the land. What would be the din over there? Nashminaminah. Sorry, we can find a similar case from here. Natamla Kachin. So somebody takes her up, Zaina, and he pays her clutching. So then they're Muslim. Because there's nothing in them that specifically could be brought on this day. They're just the monitors, the value. Tell me. Something like Yena or Shmanim that are brought themselves on the Mizbeah, you can't bring them on the Mizbeah. Okay, so money you can buy the clothing, but you can't use the thing itself on the Mizbeah. Now, it says Kigon, okay? So when it says Kol Davar, Kigon, Shikiyosibo, what is that Kol Davar? In the Kol, the only thing that you'd be adding to your list of Yena or Shmanim is and because what things are brought onto the Mizbeach? The things that are put the Nachto Eitzo Mizbeach Hashem. Okay. So that includes the raw Navim, the Atarot of Shibolim that are so pretty that you're bringing now, and those are also Shayach to the Mizbeach, not Mamish on the Mizbeach, but Shayach to the Mizbeach. So therefore, what you're coming to tell me is that if somebody had given an Esnan, not only an Rosh Hashanim, but had given Parchilei Anavim, or Atarot HaShibolim, it would also be Asher. Now, in what case? Manan Kayamim. If he actually gave it as the Esnan, so what do we think? She is going to go now? What's the question? Can she go and bring these Atarot or Shibolim onto the Mizbeah? And we're saying no. And then, selling herself is no different than using money to buy it. I mean, it's like buying from the shuk. So she couldn't have used it anyway, for there's no bikurim on it. It's not hers. So what's the case? Kachanu amim alo tehman ha-shuk may be bikurim. Anyway, she couldn't. El ha-kena ha-kayamim. The only case could be is that she might have owned this originally herself. Are you under Bani Mishalah? She went ahead and Mokhalo Peyot to him. Then he goes ahead and pays her for her Esnan with her own homegrown Anabim. So Mishneche Esnan is the reason that you can't bring it on his back. Haloya Esnan. If not for the fact that it was included in the history of Esnan, on his back, maybe. I don't know, because we're all coming to maybe mine. It was brilliant, riot. You see that you can, in fact, bring something that you grew, even though you had told. Somebody said me yesterday, speaking of S9, a guy is driving along the highway. So he sees a sign, Sisters of St. Francis, House of Prostitution. 10 miles ahead. And I must have read it wrong. Another 5 miles. Sisters of St. Francis, House of Prostitution, 5 miles. The Sisters of St. Francis, I openly write it. That's what they are. They say the name. He comes there and says, Sisters of St. Francis, a big church, nunnery, a whole. No. Apparently, there's already such freedom, they're made all of it. So I knocked on the door, a nun, long black coat. What can I do for you, my son? Why your signs? I figured, maybe we could do business. Fine, follow me. She takes him into a place that is a nun holding a collection plate. Put $50 in a collection plate. $50 in a collection plate. Follow me. Take them to the go through this door. By now he's thoroughly confused. I don't know where he is. He goes to the door. He finds himself in the parking lot next to his car. And there's a little sign that says, you have just been screwed by the Sisters of St. Francis. Serves you right, you sinner. So yeah, no, she owned it, you know. The nunnery had some unloving back in Houston, the thing. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I should maybe be good. It's got to be this case, you know. Hi. Have I ever shamed your shrub and lady? Suppose you already had set aside your bikurim before shur. And now it's after shur. So now already it's time that it's shayach to bring it. But nonetheless, may be the inner kore. Because since now, I mean, sorry, not such a sensual. Since they're being brought out of Manasinta, the kriya itself has to be shayach to since and over here the dosis from the kriya. Yifrishan kredim mechanika, the ovar aleihem chanika. Suppose you're mafrish them, as we said, once it's after chanika, then you're not navy. Okay? So if you're not navy at all, here you were mafrish before chanika. And then chanika now was chal, it should say, yeirah kevel. Then you have to let them rot, because you can't bring them at all, and you can't use them, you're already mafrish them. So they have to be left to just decay on their own. If you're mafrish them, then the halal locus keeps you. Over there, even though they grew before Hanukkah, but that brush was after Hanukkah, it's not shayach to be mafrish bikurim, because there's no din of havah at all at this time. And so the mela, it's not shayach to bringing it bikurim. That's the Gemara. The less lulu should say, the less lulu chavraya. You mean to say those who said this halacha, they don't hold Tahadid Rabbi Meir? They don't hold the Rabbi Meir's chart? Not so. This whole thing is, less lulu here is backwards. It's less lulu chavraya. Don't say hold of what Rabbi Meir says, namely, six of Rabbi Meir. She called up Bikurim Shinir'u. Whenever there were bikurim that were roy to be able to be brought as bikurim, litor, bikriya, we said if you needed to be matzah than bikriya, eno litorin ella bikriya. So then the only way that you could be matzah them was for them to be said bikriya on. And here you're telling me that it's possible, though they were picked at a time that you needed to do the kriya, once sukkah passed, you should be made it without the kriya. What good is being made it without the kriya? We learned yesterday that once it was shayach to the kriyas, in a nitorion of the kriya. Valet kavraya came. Apparently, the shita over here that says bring them anyway doesn't hold them this at all. What did they hold? Eat long kishat rishon kodem lechav. They're saying that if you're mafrish lechatchila, in order to bring hafa, and that we always said, that if your intent originally was, let's say, to send it out to Shliach, you knew that the Shliach wasn't going to be able to say Adam Hashem Ephraim, which means that Lechatchila you were Ma'afish Bichurim, not the Kriya, then the din is that indeed the Shliach can be made again. So year two is talking about that they were Ma'afish Kredem Lechat in order to be made the Ephraim, which means that even Bishad, that they were Ma'afish, it was known that there wasn't going to be a Kriya. Then you're not denying it. If you were Ma'afish thinking you could get it up before Sukkot and ends up and you couldn't get there, then you wouldn't be able to be maybe at all. That would be like Rabbi Dina. But Tamina, Ein Mivim Bikurim Lo Min HaKadash Al HaYashan, Lo Min HaYashan Al HaKadash. Now, obviously, Kadash and Yashan is referring over here to the Dinim of this year's Seres and last year's Seres. Not the Yitzhak Kadash of Chizu. So now, what defines the Kadash and Yashan? Then we already know that by Peret, Kanota defines it, and the thing that is the Rosh Hashanah of the Peret Nivan is Tubishvat. So Kanota Peret Tubishvat is the Peret from the year before. Kanota Laka Tubishvat is the Peret of the Kodesh, of the new year. So then when it's saying over here, Ein Mevim in HaKodesh Olam Roshan, L'chora, you have to say that that's a reference to the period of Avas Bikurim. In other words, whatever is grown now after Hanukkah with Megadeh Bikurim belongs to next year. So when it says over here, Eino Mevim, it's a challenge. You can be maybe that which was before Hanukkah. You can't be maybe the part that's after Hanukkah. So it's a manan kayamim. What exactly is it say over here? In the Teirosh Yushlish, Yisnei Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about, let's say, real Kadosh and Yashan in terms of Maitreya Mamish, like Tfula would have to mean. So we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah for Tfula is indeed for Maitreya, is Rosh Hashanah. That's a definition. Okay. And what defines something that grew before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah? Shlish. Abba Shlish. So if we're talking about that they grew, in other words, Ein Mevim Peros, meaning that grew a shlish before Rosh Hashanah, because of Yashan, on things that were maybe shlish after Rosh Hashanah, that's what you're going to say. That doesn't make sense. Nikima Shaloi Viyo Shlish Nisei Rosh Hashanah, Davar Barur Shaloi Shlishu Kodem La'omer. It's not Shire. If they haven't even been maybe shlish, so then they couldn't have taken root before the Omer. So if it took root before the Omer Pesach time, it has to have grown shlish by Rosh Hashanah. There's no type of tzura that grows over such a long period that it could possibly not have grown shlish up until that time. Therefore, it must be that they grew after the Omer. If they grew after the Omer, they would anyway be usher al kodesh. Saying usher and not shiva Omer. They're going to be usher until next year's Omer. How could you bring the clue from that? The Yatiru? You're going to be able to bring, it says the parish, that you can't bring Bikurim before the Omer. And even Bidiyavit over there, it says it's a problem. So what is that? The Inmevim in HaKadosh Al HaYashim. Even if it wasn't in HaKadosh Al HaYashim, you wouldn't be able to be in HaKadosh Al HaKadosh either. Because it was also the HaKadosh here. Forget this HaKadosh. So that can't be the case. Okay? What's the case we've got to be talking about? Real parish, not school. It's not talking about Rosh Hashanah.
Is the Kaddish
for Reese's or Shemitah? Well, it is the Kaddish for Reese's too, but certainly you can't eat it. And how can I bring something that I can't eat? If I can eat, yeah. So it's a figure in an office, not here, but that can't be what it's referring to. It's got to be referring to real payers, and it says Kaddish and Yash. And the cheer would therefore be not Rosh Hashanah, but Tubishvat. Okay, so let's talk about Peret Shechontu Kodem to Bishvat, and he wants to bring our Peret Shechontu after to Bishvat. So we're saying that that's a problem. Nitiman Shu Kadosh Al Hayashan, but you can't bring Menach Kadosh Al Hayashan. Saying this is a new problem over here. But Kadosh Al Hakadosh, he would be able to make him. And that's only because it's from 2 years. Now we thought that when it says after Tu Bishvat, so it's talking about after Tu Bishvat, obviously, is now after Hanukkah. Right? Okay, so then if you're telling me that I can't bring anyway after Hanukkah, it's not even Kodesh, you said, it's like if I take the Kum after Hanukkah, it's not even Kodesh. So what's going on? If it's talking about that it became Bikurim after Hanukkah, so then you can't bring it this year anyway. So mashma that anything after Tu Bishvat is still considered to be Havas HaBikurim time, right? From last year's Bikurim, if it was Chometz before. So how does the Chavrai understand it? They're saying that it's not as modern Rav as Bikurim. Something very strange over here. And we can't be talking about Tua. We've already shown that a Tua wouldn't have worked because of the Yisra products. And no matter how you look at it, the Chavrai has got a problem with it. Amir Khina, now what's the problem? There's modern. Talking about after Hanukkah, yes. And after Hanukkah, you're right. I can't bring it now. Absolutely. But your deal is wrong when it says you can't bring Menachar Shalva Yashim, you can't bring Menachar Shalva Chodesh. Meaning now. Who says it now? After Shmuel, all it's saying is these payers that grew now, after Tu Bishvat, and now it's after Hanukkah. You can't bring them now, obviously, but you'll bring them Menachar Shalva Chodesh. These were the first payers after Shmuel. Keep them, and after Shmuel, bring them. That's all that we're saying. So what makes you think? Yeah, what makes you think we're talking about bringing it now? You jump to conclusions.
But
it's pretty dead. Oh, no, it is so long. And that was wrong. But even though it's old, we saw it. This is the first part. What do we know? This is the first proof. We had that earlier. Beginning of the chapter. We bring it now. When you're able to bring it. So therefore, the whole thing is no question. It didn't mean after Hanukkah to bring it after Hanukkah. Bring it when it's right to bring it after Hanukkah. Right. I'd like to end. Fortunately, we have to finish early. I forgot, and I wasted a lot of time. But that's your machine.